Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison, and I welcome you to the show. How's everybody doing tonight? Well, we've got a little change of plans tonight as my scheduled guest, Deborah King, had a plane to catch and not enough time to do the interview, so you got little old me for 55 minutes of conversation, live on-air readings, and I'll also be taking your calls if you have any questions on numerology or anything that you have on your mind. So the lines are open. And I think just as we went live, we had a caller online, so I want to check. Do we have somebody online?
Hi. Allison?
Hi. Who's this?
Diane from California.
Hi, Diane.
I wasn't sure if you were having a guest or not, and I spoke to you once before. You were the most fabulous reader. I had a relationship question. Am I able to ask you that?
You sure can. What's your relationship question?
Are we compatible with our numbers?
Okay, what I can do is I can look at date of births here. So give me yours again.
4/30/53.
Okay.
And 2/6/55.
Okay, so just so I've got it clear, your date of birth is
4/30/1953.
Yes. And his is 2/6/1955. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Diane. And what's his name?
Andy.
Okay, Andy. We're going to find all about Andy. Let me just look at his vibration. Okay. All right. Well, one of the things that I can see right off the bat is the birthdays are quite compatible.
So they are? Yes? Oh, good.
Yeah. Your day of birth are compatible, but I'm going to also be looking at your life path numbers and a few other things. So you just got to give me a minute to do just a little bit of figuring here, and then we'll be able to go from there, okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Let's see. We're going to look at Andy here. Okay. Well, one thing with you, my dear, is when did you meet him?
It's a new relationship.
New? Did you meet him this year?
Yes.
Okay. So you met him this year. Okay, that's one thing that we want to know. All right. Now, the one thing that I want to tell you is you're in a 9-year.
You told me
and,
that. Right?
Yeah. And you, generally speaking, when you're in a 9-year, it doesn't really bode that well for maybe this extending beyond this year. It's very possible, and I'm kind of going like way out there spiritually, but it's very possible that this in itself is a past life relationship or something that maybe you're working through from the past. So that's one thing that I want you to bear in mind with the relationship, okay? And in a 9-year, it's usually not a year that we would want to begin things, but rather we would want to finish up things, okay? So, but the one good news is when we do look at your guys' life path numbers, it is a pretty good meeting of the minds in the sense that you both are individuals, you both have a clear sense of yourself and what you believe in, you speak for the truth. Both of you tend to be seekers in the sense that you don't always take what other people have to say and, you know, you make up your own mind about things, which that's something that you can very much share in common. The birthday number is also, there's artistry there, there's an intuitive expression there, there's a good communication skills there, and that works out really well between two people because you're almost in the same kindred spirit sort of energy. 3/6/9 is artistic, it's inspirational, it's also very intuitive energy. Usually when people, their birthdays are in the same category, usually they have a lot more in common. You know, so that's another thing that bodes really well for you. But my big thing with you is the year that you're in, I would love to tell you that I think it's very positive for a relationship, but I'm not 100% certain based upon the fact that you're in a 9 year.
Right.
And
so
you met him this year.
That makes a lot of sense because it is new, and I don't, and you know, anything at the beginning is always good. That's why, you know, you're attracted to one another, but I didn't really know any further because it is so new, and you really gave me an insight. But long term, you're not really sure. It's kind of.
Well, okay. I would say that usually what you begin in a 9 year, it doesn't really move forward, and that's my only thing. Other than that, I like the combination of a 1 and a 7. You both have strong minds. I love the fact that you're both artistic and inspirational and creative. However, because you're in a 9 year, I'm kind of like, well, I don't know about that. This is not a time for you to begin things. It's a time for you to end things, and that also applies to relationships. Now, he is in a 1 year, so it's perfect timing for him to meet someone, but it's not necessarily perfect timing for you. So when it comes to who it's going to work out with, you may, after a little while, maybe see faults in this relationship. You may be the one that would end the relationship as opposed to him. Your opportunity truly to begin a new relationship and one that'll last, and I'm not saying that you and he can't have a relationship in this year, you absolutely can, but will it last is the big question. And you have more of an opportunity for meeting someone new and actually having that relationship last when we look at next year for you as opposed to this year. So this might just be a relationship because, you know, everybody goes, I want to meet my soulmate, I want that perfect relationship. But all relationships, no matter what they are, teach us something. You know, quite often we date somebody and we see what we don't like in that person. So the next time we date somebody, we say to ourselves, I'm never going to put up with that again. I know what I want now. I want somebody with a sense of humor, or I want somebody such and such. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So all relationships teach, so maybe this is a really good relationship for you that's going to prepare you for maybe the new relationship that you move into next year. And that would be what I would say about that, okay? Diane?
I love it. Thank you so much, Allie.
Well, you are welcome.
Thanks for listening. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling. Okay. All right, so there you go. That's about relationships. And that's what the show, you know, the whole duration of the show, the lines are open. You know, you can give me a date of birth. You can give me a date of birth of somebody you're dating. Maybe you've just got some things that have happened to you spiritually or, you know, along the lines of the paranormal or have some questions. If I've got the answers, I'd be more than happy to share what I know with you to answer your questions. The lines are open for the duration of the show, and I'm just going to go ahead and give the numbers. The toll-free numbers are calling USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And maybe you're listening to the show for the first time and you're saying, well, I don't know nothing about numerology, and, you know, that's very possible. And it's really what it is it's just an ancient divination tool, and it was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras. And it really has roots in ancient cultures like Rome, in Egypt, and Greece, and China, and it even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. And it's talking about numbers, but not in the traditional sense where we think we're going to add them or we're going to subtract them. What we're talking about is the spiritual qualities of numbers. Numbers actually represent energy. And as a numerologist, we use your date of birth and your birth name, and from that information, you know, that holds the autobiography of the soul. It's telling a lot of information about you. We take that little pieces of information about you, we do some calculation, and the end result is what we call your personal numerology chart, which, quite frankly, speaks volumes about you. Anybody that's had a full numerology reading from me is usually, their minds are boggled by the time it's all said and done, because there is that much information contained in a numerology chart. So if ever there was an instruction booklet to your life, numerology would be the manual. It's used as a method of understanding your deeper nature, your authentic self. It talks about your talents, your life goals, your personality traits, the things that you like and dislike, as well as your opportunities in life and your challenges. It offers insight where you're headed. It's talking about your destiny, folks. So if you're interested to see what kind of insight numerology has to offer you, you're more than welcome to call the show, and I would be very happy to do an on-air reading for you. As I said, it gave out the numbers, so there you go. Now, I got a couple of things to talk about here. you know, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day, but, you know, I got a way to bring a little bit of magic into your life, and that's with an Introduction to Numerology teleconference workshop. Actually conducting it tomorrow night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, numerology, you know, you can get a reading, and certainly that's going to give you a great deal of insight, but knowing how to do it, knowing how to apply it to your friends, to your family, and also to various different things in your life, you know, it really does bring a lot of magic into your life, because it helps you to understand just about every person in your life. And so this is an introductory teleconference, and I'm going to be teaching the class all about numerology and giving them the tools to start doing numerology for their friends and family, and even if at some point maybe they might want to go professional. And so that's what this class is all about. Now, it's conducted over the phone, so, you know, you can pretty much live anywhere in the United States and attend the class. And it's also recorded for your convenience in the event that maybe you register and something comes up and you miss the class. You can always get a copy of the class. So that's tomorrow night on St. Patrick's Day. So if you want more information about that, please check out the show info page on the front page of BBS Radio under Visible by Numbers. Just click on that little info tab, and it'll tell you all about the class and how to email me and get a hold of me and get registered for the class. All right, so that was one little bit of news to bring you. Now, it's a good thing my mama gave me the gift of gab, because another thing that's coming up is I'm going to be doing an interview on a program called A Fresh Start with Sally Felton. The show's Wednesday the 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This is broadcast live from 106.9 FM in Seattle, Washington. And it's also on the Internet at Contact Talk Radio. And Sally's got, she was a guest on our show. She's a personal life coach. And I'm really excited about going on her show and talking about numerology. So, you know, if you can't get enough of me, I'm just kidding, you probably can, but you can always tune in on Wednesday the 25th. I also want to remind all of you that, you know, by all means, visit visiblebynumbers.com, which is my personal website. And that's spelled visiblebynumbers.com. And there's a page on there that has the monthly forecast. So, you know, maybe you've not had any experience with numerology. And the one thing you can do is you can go there on a monthly basis at the first of the month, and you can check out to see what your monthly numerology is. It's very personalized for whatever year that you're in. It's easy to follow, easy to read, and the forecasts are posted at the first of the month. So I really do encourage everyone to go there and check out their monthly forecast. And while you're there, we have a new forum for signing up for the newsletter, so you're welcome to sign up for the newsletter on that website. We'd love to have you. And the newsletter comes out first of the month, got some information about numerology, the monthly forecast, plus information on our guest on BBS Radio. So we talk about books and share some numerology information with you. If you happen to be a numerology buff, if you're studying it or interested in it, you know, there's always some insightful things that are in the newsletter, so be sure to check that out. Okay, next up, we had a lot of buzz last week about the radio show that Karen Tall, Kat Conley, and I did. And it was really fabulous to spend time with her on my show, and also to cross over and be on her show. It was really great to get to know her. And I got to say that there are so many fabulous hosts on BBS, so I really do encourage you to browse through the various different programs, check them out, see who's here, see what they got to offer you. And, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think I'm going to start inviting other host onto my show, because I had so much fun with Karen. Now, Karen hosts Tall Cats Psychic 101, which follows my show. I think she does it alternating weeks, but, you know, you really want to catch her show after mine. And we had a great time doing readings for our listeners, as well as answering your email questions. We got a ton of email questions, which makes me think that maybe some of you are a little hesitant about picking up that phone and calling in to the radio show, okay? Because there was just a mountain of email inquiries with people having questions. And, you know, we can certainly understand that. And I do want to say that if ever, you know, you have a question for me and you're not comfortable going on air, you're more than welcome to email me that question ahead of time. But anyhow, we had all these emails from people, and certainly the lines were lit up. And we actually, you know, she did her thing. She's a psychic medium. And I did my thing, which was using numerology. And we actually tag-teamed our listeners, and we did readings for them. And, you know, it was pretty amazing because we pretty much came up with the same information for the each caller that called in. Her using, you know, getting to their energy her way and me getting there through numerology. So that just goes to show you folks that there's many paths that take you to your destination. And we got so many positive emails asking that we do it again. So, hey, Karen, if you're listening, how about calling me and we'll set something up? I know that she is certainly welcome back on Visible by Numbers anytime. She's really got a great personality and a very enjoyable person, and I think that we're a little bit like frickin' frack, and so it was just a fun show, and we really want to do that for you again sometime, so we'll try to set that up. Okay. Now, I guess next up I want to talk about the feedback that we got on the shows that we did on parenting psychic children, how to deal with it, whether to encourage it, what to do about it. And we actually did two back-to-back shows, one with Dr. Kevin Emery and another with Rita Berkowitz, and they were on board giving their advice. And so, you know, if you've got a child that's been diagnosed with ADD, or if you have a child that's displaying maybe some psychic abilities, you might want to get into the archives and you might want to listen back to the shows because there was really some good advice on there. And I think Dr. Kevin Emery also, you know, go to his website. You can find that in the archives, you know, and check it out because he's got some books on children with ADD and ADHD, a different approach that there's nothing really wrong with these children, that this is not an illness. It's something that's really wrong with us in being able to comfortably handle the gifts that these children have. And it's a wonderful perspective. And so I really do encourage anyone that's out there that's listening to check out his website. And certainly Rita wrote the book, The Idiot's Guide to Spirit Communication. So she was wonderful to have on board giving advice about psychic children. And I just want to reiterate for a moment some of the important things that came out on that show. And one of them was that, you know, if you can imagine, you know, your child coming in and telling you that they're seeing a spirit or something, you know, your reaction to that information is just as important as anything, because your child is going to take their cue from you as to how they should perceive this experience based on how you react to it. So I think one of the important things that came out was not to project any fear that you might have upon your child, is making your child think that this is something that they should be afraid of. And I think that's really important because it can make what is a natural experience is frightening for a child. And, you know, quite frankly, and, you know, I'm going to be talking about this later in the show, but it's more normal than not to have a certain amount of ability. It's just children are coming in now, and during these times, they're coming in with this, they're wired into this more so than we were in our generations. And when I'm talking about our generations, I'm talking back in the 1940s and 50s and 60s. We were not wired for this the way the kids are coming in now. So with that being said, you know, we've just got to be really careful about projecting our opinions about the paranormal or having these experiences upon our child, and certainly not projecting fear upon them. And also it's important to give the child a voice and let them explain in their own words what they are experiencing. You know, ask them questions. Let them tell you their story of what they experienced. And also, you know, not telling them that, you know, well, it's your imagination or that didn't happen or don't tell anyone. But more or less, you know, validating that this wasn't indeed an experience that the child had and giving them a voice to be able to express and talk about their experience. And I also think that one of the most interesting things that Rita said was you know, that parents, you know, we play so many games with our children. And but did we ever think about playing a game that would actually strengthen their intuition or strengthen their psychic ability? And, of course, you know, being psychic is just natural in us, that we are divine beings having a physical experience. It is who we are. And, you know, I think she mentioned something about putting colored paper in envelopes and having the child guess, you know, what color is in what envelope. I know that with my grandchildren, I took a whole bunch of colored balls and I placed them under a basket and I just had them guess what color was underneath the basket, and we kind of mixed things up and played it over and over again. And it's really kind of interesting to me, because you might find that some children are drawn to colors, whereas other children might be drawn to numbers. They might be able to say, rather than there's a blue ball underneath there, there's a three block under there. But you can experiment around and play these games with your children, and you know, anything that involves intuition or psychic ability, you know, just play games with them. Who do you think is calling on the phone? Ask them. Who do you think is knocking at the door? That sort of thing. And kind of make it a game if you want to develop your child's ability. And certainly it's a good thing to have. You know, we all of us have this psychic ability. Now, does that mean that we're all supposed to run out and hang up a shingle and become a psychic medium? No, not necessarily. You know, really, I think that we're supposed to use these tools in our lives, in whatever it is that we do. Whether we are a numerologist, or whether we work in a clothing store, or whether we work in a dentist office, or whether we're an artist, or no matter where, this is where we use this connection to something outside of ourselves or greater than ourselves, or quite frankly, something within ourselves. And this is where you're meant to apply it. Not everybody, just because you have psychic ability, means that you're supposed to be out there practicing being a psychic. But it's really a good tool to give you guidance through your life to help you to make your decisions. And so, you know, if you see it in a child, why not work on developing that? So that was what I wanted to say about that. Okay, again, the lines are open, and I'm taking questions. So, you know, maybe you have a question about some of the past shows, maybe a question about numerology, or would like me to do an on-air reading. Again, the lines are open, and you're welcome to call in. Now, it's going to lead me to my next topic of discussion. You know, we've been talking about these children, but even us as adults, and you know, the psychic gifts themselves are written into your numbers. It's written into your numerology chart. And now, in the language of numerology, when you study it, there's words like prophet, psychic, healer, medium. And this is written into the language when you study the manuals. And the question is, do certain numbers predispose you to being clairvoyant and others to being clairsentient? What is the combination of certain numbers that make somebody a medical intuitive? Can we gain insight as to how we receive our messages from above by looking at our numbers? And what numbers really actually do we need to possess to be really actually kind of gifted at receiving information? And all of which is very much surrounded in the energy of these numbers. When you read and study and you learn about the energy of these numbers, absolutely, that sort of thing is there. And when you look at people's charts, you can pretty much tell when you're seeing the big picture, you're seeing all the numbers there, you pretty much can tell where this person can get their information, whether they see it, whether they feel it, whether they hear it. You can tell from looking at the numbers in a person's chart. Now, as I said, everyone is psychic to a certain degree, and it's defined by your numbers. It speaks about your many talents and abilities, and yes, your psychic ability. And they clearly tell us what we're capable of. It also, when you look at numerology, it's talking about another kind of energy. And this is the energy that actually influences our lives. It is the energy that creates our experiences. And some people are actually destined, according to their numbers, to connect to the world of the paranormal, because that's what their soul sought in this lifetime. For them, it's a whole journey in spiritual discovery. And for others, It's an opportunity not only to experience the world of the metaphysics, but it's also to teach and to enlighten others with what they've learned. This is all in the what did you come to do. So, you know, it boggles my mind sometimes when, you know, I'm doing readings for people and I mention that they have some numbers that are clearly indicators of some psychic ability, and they absolutely don't realize that they will say, no, I don't really feel that. But then when you talk to them about what they're doing every single day, when they get up every day, when they know who's calling on the phone, when they know how to finish somebody's sentence, when they meet people and they know if they like them or if they don't like them instantly, when they walk into a building and they feel the heaviness of a building, when they daydream and see things in their heads, when they hear voices that sounds like theirs in their head that gives them direction. People are doing this all the time, but they're just not putting a label on it. And the one thing that numerology can do is really kind of point out where this ability is, point out, maybe help you to label it, so you can pay attention as to where you most receive your information from above. So that's really going to be what we're going to discuss here. You know, share a little bit of information with you about that. And, you know, I find it all, you know, absolutely fascinating in my study of numerology, in my discussions with my clients, you know, just how accurate numerology can be, especially when talking about psychic ability. So the first number I want to talk about is the 2. Now, you know, without looking at your numerology chart, you could just look at your birthday. If you're born on the 2nd, you're born on the 20th, certainly the 11th or the 29th, of any given month, you've got 2 energy. If you know your life path number, if you're 2 life path or 11 life path, again, there you go, there's some more energy. So you can also go to my website, getisnumber.com. There's a life path calculator right there on the website. You can enter in your day of birth, and that'll tell you what your life path number is. And that'll kind of help you to follow along the discussion here. So the number that we're talking about is 2, and for me, this is really clearly empathic energy. This is the person who is clear feeling, and this is the person who pretty much reads minds almost, knows what you're thinking, knows what the next thing they should say to you. They can know if someone is a positive energy or negative energy. They can feel anger in a person, aggression or negativity in a person, you know. That holds that 2 energy is very clear feeling, okay? Very clairsentient. And that's not to say that if you don't have that energy as well, that you would not experience the other clairs, like hearing things and seeing things, but your strong point is really in this clairsentience. And this is why people that have the 2 energy make wonderful counselors, psychiatrists, and psychologists. Because, you know, when you're one-on-one speaking to someone and you actually are feeling their energy, it helps you to interpret their energy and really kind of get down to the core of what's going on with them, which makes you a very insightful, you know, counselor. So that's why we very often see people with the 2 in that field. Now, if you take someone that's got 2 energy and you combine it with someone that also has 5 energy, you probably have somebody that's a medical intuitive. Because the 5 gives a person, like their body is their teacher, and they're very in tune to the physical body. And there's something about that goes on with the energy of the 5. So I have found kind of consistently in my readings and when I'm talking to people that if somebody has a 2-5 combination in their chart, they probably have a gift as far as being a medical intuitive. So that's another thing. And sometimes it's how the energy combines that really makes a difference. Now, if we move on to the 3, I think one of the most important books that was ever written about numerology is Romance in Your Name by Juno Jordan. And, you know, Juno Jordan really spent 25 years. She actually had a university or school in California, I believe in the 30s, 40s, and 50s or somewhere in there. Forgive me for not knowing the exact dates because dates don't stick in my mind too good. But anyhow, she actually studied numerology with colleagues for over 25 years. So pretty much if you could take something that she writes, you know that there's been a lot of thought and time and effort put into her books. And she is considered to be the grandmother of numerology. And in her book, Romance in the Name, she is talking about the three life paths. And what she says in that book is that this is the life path of the medium. And when she's talking about medium, she's talking about somebody who quite obviously connects to the other side, somebody who sees dead people or communicates with dead people or people that have passed on, okay? This is what she's talking about. She also says that the three receives prophetic dreams. And this is really makes a lot of sense because when you look at the number three, this is the kind of person who sees things in pictures. This is the kind of person that can visualize things very easily. And so it makes sense that this is the clairvoyant energy, the energy that sees. These are the people that see visions or see things out of the corner of their eye or quite frankly see Aunt Martha at the end of their bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. This is the number of the medium. And so, you know, you can trace it back and read the chapter in that book, but it absolutely makes sense. So what do you want to look for? Well, as I said, check out your life path. Go to gethisnumber.com. Use that nice life path calculator and find out what your life path number is. But also if you're born on the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of any given month, you've got this three energy going on in your chart, okay? So that's one way, you know, and of course, you know, we're talking, you know, it comes in many places in a chart. It comes in with a name and what's called the expression number, but, you know, in order to just kind of give you a quick tip, that's why I'm kind of giving you the dates of birth and having you take a look at the life path calculator, okay? All right, so that's the three. That would be the number of the medium. Now, people that have six energy are very intuitive and, very psychic, but very intuitive people. This is the kind of person that, especially when it's applied to family members, like they know that something's wrong with somebody in the family or somebody that they love. They can get some major psychic information when it has to do with family. So it's not only intuitive as a rule, but also very, very much drawn to information about the family. So that's one thing to remember about the six. And also six also make good counselors as well because of their intuitive ability, the fact that they have a great deal of ability to connect to someone and read their energy and kind of know what's going on with them, and that therefore they can be very insightful and, you know, maybe get to the point or the heart of the matter and help someone to work through their problems. So six is a number that definitely you want to pay attention to. So if you're born on the 6th, you're born on the 15th, you're born on the 24th, or you have a 6th life path, definitely you're holding some of that energy. Okay. So we're going to move on, and we want to talk about the 7 energy. Now, 7, as a get-go, you know, this is the life path of the seeker of the truth. This is the wise old sage. This is really, you know, it's kind of like a walking, talking guru sort of energy. And so a 7 is absolutely drawn towards spiritual philosophy. It's also drawn in the direction of trying to, understand, maybe even, because of the skepticism that comes in with a 7. You know, in many ways they try to prove things to themselves that have to do with spiritual philosophy. They're always seeking beneath the surface, always searching for the truth. They're always drawn towards the metaphysical. There's a great deal of wisdom and insight that comes in. Now, when they talk about the sevens in numerology books, they're talking about having an inner guidance system. And they need to pay attention to their gut feelings. And so we're getting clairsentient with a 7, that they just know things without knowing why they know them. But I think there's another reason why sevens are very clairsentient, because I believe that they bring with them wisdom from past lives. And I think out of all the energies, somebody that holds a lot of 7 energy actually may know a lot of something about something they never have had an experience with, that they may actually find that maybe if they wanted to study tarot cards, all of a sudden they're discovering, my God, I didn't realize, I just know this stuff and I don't know why I know it. You know, and this really is kind of like past life experience coming in with a 7. But 7s also are known to be very clairaudient and very clairvoyant as well. And then actually it's their path. It is what they're here for. It is not only who they are, but it's part of what they're here to do. So this is one of the life paths that actually takes you down that road, that it is not only what your energy is, but it's what you're supposed to do. It's where you're supposed to go in life. So therefore, experiences having to do with the paranormal will certainly be in the life of a seven. And we're talking about prophetic dreams here. We're talking about, you know, having paranormal experiences. These are the people that, you know, like if they, maybe they're interested in UFOs, so they would just go off, you know, studying and investigating UFOs. If they're interested in hauntings, they would go off and be a paranormal investigator. Someone like myself would jump off the deep end and learn about numerology. But certainly anything having to do with the metaphysical, this is really where their experiences are. So if you are interested in UFOs, actually you're going to have a lot of UFO experiences and, you know, just whatever it is that where your passion is, where you're interested in having to do with the metaphysical, you're going to have them. And you're also going to find when you're a seven life path or you have seven energy around you that teachers get sent your way or opportunities to learn things about the spiritual philosophy come your way in life. It's part of what you're here to experience. So that's one of the cases with the seven life path. It's about not only what your energy is, but certainly what you're supposed to be doing in life. So if you're born on the 7th, if you're born on the 16th, if you're born on the 25th of any given month, and or are a seven life path, and certainly you could be a seven expression that comes from your name, then that's really what you're here to do. And it's being psychic is just for you, like eating and breathing. And so, you know, it's connecting to that and working with that energy. They also say with sevens that they must meditate, that really in order to make this aspect of them grow and to grow into this aspect, really meditation is very important for a seven. And the one thing that I notice with sevens, too, is there's very clairsentient with as far as, you know, being around other people's energy. So many sevens find on one-on-one conversations, usually they feel comfortable with that, but when a lot of energy is coming at them, like two or three or four people, all of a sudden they begin to feel a little bit off kilter. They may feel a little bit of anxiety, and maybe at that particular point is when they feel, okay, it's time to leave. And there's a reason for that. I really think that sevens actually are so psychic that they absorb the energy of the people that they're in contact with. And when they absorb the energy, they become the energy. Well, that's an easy enough thing to do when it's one-on-one. However, when you've got two or three or four people talking to you or vying for your attention, now it becomes more difficult because it's many different kinds of energy, and this is where the nervous tension comes in. So if you're a seven and you're out there and you've noticed this about you, you know, maybe that is a good explanation for you as to what happens, because you actually absorb the energy, you actually become the energy. So when it's too much energy, it almost short circuits your system. And the way that you know that you do this, and, you know, other people out there might also be able to connect to this information, is that when you're talking to someone, and eventually you become that person, meaning if they're happy-go-lucky and goofy and silly, all of a sudden you're finding that you're mirroring that back to them. If you're talking to someone that's very serious and very intellectual, all of a sudden your vocabulary goes up, all of a sudden you're being very serious and very intellectual, and you're phrasing your sentences as such, and all of a sudden you've become their energy. So, you know, you really kind of want to pay attention to how you react or interact with other people, and that might be one way to be able to identify in you that you actually have some psychic ability and you actually are picking up other people's energy. And that pretty much is related to the seven. Okay, quick sip of water here. Okay, so now we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about the energy of the nine. And, you know, oh, I want to go back to the seven just for a second. I think you all remember Jeannie Dixon, and she was a really renowned psychic during a time when psychics were not necessarily, I mean, I almost think the psychics were a joke, okay? And they were very much criticized and maligned, but Jeannie Dixon was really one of the more famous memorable psychics that, you know, that I know of. And she was a seven life path, so I think that's something to share. Now, when it comes to nine energy, if we just look around us at this time, at the spiritual teachers that are out there, we have Lisa Williams, who's a nine. We have James von Prague, who's a nine. We also have John Williams, who's a nine. I mean, John Holland, excuse me. That's a nine. And I'm sure that doing the numerology on some of the other spiritual teachers, that we would find a lot of nine energy. Certainly, this is the type of energy of the humanitarian. This is the energy of someone who comes to change the world. This is the energy of someone who has a message and is drawn to spiritual philosophy. So, again, we have a number here that not only is who you are as a person, but it also is going to create your experiences. Because if you're a nine life path, this is really where you're supposed to go. This is what you're supposed to be doing. So if you're born on the 9th, born on the 18th, born on the 27th of any given month, you've got the nine energy, and certainly doing your numbers in the life path calculator and you come up with a nine life path, we're talking about you here. So I have found that, you know, I've worked with many psychics and mediums and channelers, very gifted ones. What I find very consistent is that their life path number is a nine. So it goes without saying that if you hold some nine energy, you definitely got some psychic energy going on for you. And definitely have the ability to connect to that energy and to use that energy. So, and also, as I said, it is what you're here to do as well. It's going to create those experiences in your life where you're going to have those paranormal experiences that propel you maybe to question things or to study something or to look into something or to move along the lines of becoming a spiritual teacher. So, you know, again, this is energy that, and really, at one point or another, at some place or another, all of us, to some extent, have these numbers sitting around in our chart. We do. To the strength of where it is something that is best left up to a numerologist. But you have to look to see how strong it is. We have to look at various different things. But all of this, doesn't matter who you are, you've got this energy sitting in your charts at one place or another. Now, the master numbers, the 11 and the 22, certainly have a great deal of psychic energy. But 11s, I find, is really interesting because they're the ones that are least aware of the fact that they have psychic ability. They experience more deja vu, and also they experience things, but I don't think they have a great deal of confidence in believing the information that they get. But 11s, you know, I know many 11s. I've spoken to them. They do have these experiences, you know, some of them astral traveling, very profound meditations, visions. And what they say about the 11, if you study, you know, numerology books, if you check them out, what they say about the 11s is they have an open door to the spiritual realm. Well, think about that for a minute. What does that mean? Well, I would like to use the analogy that we all have computers, and hopefully by now we're all got cable or we're hooked up 24/7 to the Internet. But it used to be the thing called dial-up. I don't know if anybody's dialing up anymore. Very possibly you are. But, you know, an 11 doesn't need to dial up. They're constantly connected to the spiritual realms that the information flows through. So these, you know, and sometimes it's not an easy vibration. It's not an easy thing to have. Why is that, you ask me? Well, when you think in terms of the spiritual realm, the cosmic consciousness, the pool of information, there's no measurement to that. It's infinite. And yet, when we live in this earthly plane in our physical bodies, we are definitely within a measured environment. And so when you connect to something that's infinite, sometimes it's very difficult because it can be so much overwhelming, you know, coming down through you, that kind of information. So sometimes 11s do experience a certain amount of nervous tension or anxiety. Sometimes, you know, they can be a little volatile, but at the same time, this can have a lot to do with their psychic ability. As I said before, 11s are very clairsentient. They feel things. They are very empathic. They pick up energy. They're very psychic. And so we have all of that going on in this high vibrational number. So, and when you're an 11 life path, or you have an 11 in your name, certainly this is also written into your experience. You know, numbers are like the law of attraction. Like draws like. So whatever numbers you hold in your numerology chart, you're actually going to draw to yourself experiences having to do with those numbers. So obviously, if you've got some numbers that really are speaking about you going down this path to come to a place of spiritual understanding, which is talking about the 11, defining your truth, defining what makes you passionate, and then setting about to share that information with the world by being a messenger, that's what we're talking about with an 11, they're definitely going to have these experiences written into their life, okay? So that's another number that very strong psychic energy, although I think 11s quite often are clueless to it. Now, a 22 is fortunate in the sense that it has a great deal of psychic ability, a very strong connection to the spiritual realm, but at the same time, it's very grounded, and it has the ability to maybe discipline that energy a little bit. And I think 22s tend to be a little bit more analytical, a little bit more practical about spiritual insight and spiritual philosophy. I think they're very drawn to it. I'm pretty sure that they have experiences having to do with the paranormal written on and off throughout their lives. And they do have that doorway. So that's another number that can experience it. But the 22, in all honesty, really finds something that inspires them, and then using their tremendous ability as a visionary, as a leader, someone who can actually inspire others to follow. They actually are here to build something or to do something on this earth that helps humanity. So again, psychic information coming in there may be a little bit different what they're supposed to do with it, okay? So I don't know if I mentioned, okay, if you're born on the 9th, I said that for the 9 energy, let's just reiterate, 9, 18, or 27, certainly the 11 energy, it would be being born on the 11th or the 29th or having an 11 life path, and the 22 would be being born on the 22nd or having a 22 life path. Now, does that mean that the other numbers are not psychic? No, not necessarily. Not necessarily at all. I mean, I think that it comes in with all numbers. It's just some are a little bit more heavy hitters than others, and also some are do a much better job at identifying how you receive that information, okay? And so, you know, that's kind of like what I'm trying to project here and trying to throw out to you, this idea. So maybe you've got a comment about it or a question about it. Again, you're welcome to call the station. The numbers are USA 877. 876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 876-3222. I'd be happy to answer your questions. Maybe you can validate something of what I just got done saying, or I certainly would be happy to do a little reading for you. All right, so where are we going from here, kids? Just, you know, touching back on the subject of the psychic energy in the chart again, I'm not discounting and going into, you know, the energy of the 1, the energy of the 4, the energy of the 8. But they tend not to go down that road with spiritual philosophy the way that some of the other numbers do, and that's why I feel it's a lot stronger in some of the other energies. And so that's what I got to say about that. Okay. Now, numerology, you know, I did a show, I don't know, it wasn't that long ago. I actually did some research on haunted houses, and I was trying to determine what numbers really show up more often in houses that are haunted. And I got this idea for the show is because I actually was watching some paranormal programs on TV, and I got a glimpse of the address numbers of some of these houses that they were going in to investigate. And so that kind of got me to thinking, and I went, And so, you know, I got on my favorite place on the Internet, which is Google, and I started doing some Google searches, and haunted houses. I wanted to know, what are their addresses? What does it vibrate to? And it was very interesting to me because, you know, the numbers I just got done talking to you about, well, what I found very consistent that came up in haunted house numbers was the number 7, the number 9, and the number 11. And, you know, some of, if you take a list of the top 10 haunted houses in America, those numbers are going to be on that list. So again, you know, it's like draws like. You know, is it possible that the very vibration of the house itself, you know, opens a doorway or allows to have paranormal experiences in the house? Or is it that the person that's living in the house was drawn to the number of that house, which we all tend to buy houses that are in alignment numerically with our numbers? So what if the person is an 11 or a 7 or a 9 and they were drawn to the house number because it's an 11, 7, or 9, unbeknownst to them? They didn't think about it. They didn't do it on purpose. It just is the way it was. That's what they were attracted to. So if you have people that have, let's say, more than average ability to pick up on energies or have paranormal experiences, you take them and you place them in a paranormal house, or a house that's got the 11 vibration. I mean, is that like, you know, hitting the mother lode? I don't know. Is that creating the actual experience in the house? Because you've got two things going on there. Not only the house number, but also the person that's living there. And so it was really interesting to me. I mean, I think some of that research was fascinating. Like one house that Thomas Edison himself went to, and I forget the number, but I think it was had double 11s in it or something along those lines. And he actually was working on a communication box to communicate with the dead, inspired by his experiences in that house. And I thought that that was fascinating, and that was something that, that you know, kind of validated a lot of what I was kind of searching for. They say that the White House is haunted. It's one of the most haunted places, and it's 6,100 or 1,600. It's a 1 and a 6, which adds to a 7. So, you know, I'm hoping that President Obama enjoys living there, and I hope they don't scare the kids. That was my thoughts when I found that out when I read that research. I think that we've got a caller, so I'm going to take my caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. It's Molly.
Hey, Molly, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I was just listening to your show. It's really interesting, and you're right on about an 11 like that, because that's what I am, and spent doing some paranormal research this last weekend, and yeah, I can feel the energies, so...
Are you doing it this past, did you already do it, or are you coming up?
No, I did it this last weekend.
How'd it go?
It went very well. I picked up on some rooms that I felt drawn to, and sure enough, when I set the camera up, I got some spirit energy. So.
Did you really?
Yeah, so, and some EVP. So, I, you know, you're talking about 11s, and of course, that's my life path, as you know, and
mm-hmm.
You say that you know you feel energies more, and I really do that. So,
mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. It's very interesting.
What was the address of the house?
Well, actually, there were two businesses, and I don't remember the numbers, but
that's fascinating. Well, I'm really kind of excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I need to see a picture or two.
Oh yeah. Actually, I just started doing some research with my friends and went out with them last month and this month, and both times we got some activity on film. So it's kind of neat that, you know, you say that the 11s kind of draw that to them, and I believe that's true, you know, that both times that I did go out and do the paranormal research, it seems like I've come up with something on tape. So
wonderful. So it's not only you being able to connect to that, but it's also part of your experience and what you're supposed to be experiencing in this lifetime, because it helps you to define your truth. And also, you know, when you go and you do these things, you know, be interesting to see the numbers of the houses and see what you're catching from the houses. So do me a favor and keep track of that and make sure you email me, okay?
I sure will.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Molly.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Take care. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, then. Well, all right. So this is a quiet week compared to last week with the constant call-ins and the constant emails, but I'm just assuming that I was just so darn fascinated none of you wanted to interrupt me. Plus, I was on a roll. So I'm hoping that you learned something tonight, and I'm so glad that you all joined me. And I will be back again next week, same place, same time. And in the meantime, I just have a great night, and I wish you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.